Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Quebec's Tenancy Board, the TAL, has set recommended rent increases at a historic high. Landlords following these recommendations can raise rents by up to 5.9%. These high increases have different tenant support groups concerned and are leading to campaigns promoting education on tenants' rights. Hojo, the off-campus housing and job resource center, is a resource from Concordia's student union. They offer advice to students on tenants' rights throughout the year, help them put together cases, and navigate the tribunal system. Hojo has begun a series of rent increase clinics to help students understand their rights to refuse rent increases and negotiate with landlords. Here's Hojo's assistant director, Adia Giddings.
The tribunal announced 5.9% rent increases. That's the highest that it's basically ever been. And we will see definitely some extremely high rent increases this year.
The clinics will run on February 17th, March 12th, March 26th, and April 10th. They will cover information from how to recognize illegal rent increases to the skills needed to negotiate with landlords.
Most of the time, your landlord will send you a notice that will say you have the right to refuse and move out, or you have the right to accept and stay. But there's a third option, is to refuse and stay. A lot of times people don't know about this right. So a lot of our office programming is built around this fact of just informing people of their right to refuse.
Off campus and around Montreal, SLAM, the Montreal Autonomous Tenants Union, is also raising awareness about rent increases. SLAM keeps membership in their union anonymous to protect members from dealing with harassment during ongoing conflicts with problem landlords. CJLO spoke to two of their members about why they're encouraging tenants to join them.
There's a bunch of reasons why someone might come and be interested in joining a tenants union. Like the truth is that all of us as tenants have skin in the game and have a reason to be motivated to join a union. All of us as tenants are paying rent. All of us as tenants are living in a situation where our housing is in the control of a landlord and can be taken away. So that being said, big reasons, big motivators for joining the union include evictions, rent increases, or being priced out of your home, landlords who are not doing repairs in the building or poor living conditions, and other people join the union out of a sense of solidarity and wanting to work together to challenge this housing system and to build alternatives together.
SLAM is an advocacy group hoping to prevent large increases like this from being recommended again, and encourage what they call solidarity among the tenant class.
SLAM's approach to refusing a rent increase really focuses on collective action. And this means the first thing that you should do if you're getting a rent increase is knock on your neighbor's door, because it's almost guaranteed that they're receiving that same increase. And so when you're coming together, you're breaking down the isolation that tenants feel and that landlords are relying on. So if you're knocking on your neighbor's door and sharing your experiences of this 5.9% increase, or maybe you've got an 8% increase or a 10% increase, it gives you the opportunity to refuse together. And that's what we're encouraging tenants to do, is to come together with their neighbors and the other people who are living in other buildings that their landlords own, and to refuse that rent increase collectively. A landlord has one tenant who's refusing the rent increase. That landlord might have motivation to take that tenant to the TAL. But if that landlord has 10 tenants who are refusing, or 20 tenants who are refusing, you're creating a lot stronger of a barrier to that landlord being able to take all of these tenants to the TAL. And that means that you have a stronger chance of successfully having that rent increase refused.
The TAL recommends increases based on consumer price indexes and a number of expenses, including management costs, maintenance, and building services. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.